师父需要应对，
师父是我克斯尼斯内教训应对 April 21st, 1982 on Wednesday。
我大他们没想我没多少的我又不打败的是那好 The only way the motivation is there each way you can know他们不要这个 pleasure in the minute这个必须要应该为你必要的孩子而且还有一个孩子的妈妈在这里还有一个人那我说我就这么回去就对了为什么你的别人心里是一把我或你的别人心里是一些我 But everybody agrees that the sacred this and the machlekes is between the great of Gabriel even if witnesses saw that she was Mizan but the question isWith whom was she Mizan? Was she Mizan with the Mamzer, or with the Kosso, or with the Kosher? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's a menace, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's nothing. So, Hoytom Luberes, the Omolo, Matthew Shaluga, say, we each place, so they all certainly know that she was in Sok. So she says, we each place, we can't do, Rabbi Gamliel will have been in the menace, that Rabbi Yeshua is a little pure in the Chai,אלא הרי זה בחזקת מעוברס, ויוסית ולממזר, עד שטובריו ויבורר. טובריו ויבורר. נעלה צירש. הוא מדבר על ביטויו, משום שושב מקסומים, ולוסו ממזר, וכיו שניברו פוסו, פוסו מהקודם. So that's the הלוכה. If a woman, if us Israel, is nival a bilaznus. Bilaznus in the sense, someone who is asur, not bilaznus, let's say, Pnilo Shezitzo,Nikosha. So then, it's also blasphemous. But then she doesn't become Asura Likune. Only Rebbeleza says that Ponu Havola Pnuyo is also Zeina. But we don't pass like Rebbeleza. So only if a Bas Yisrael will be examined with someone she's Asura Linose, whether it's an Isakores or an Isawab or even an Isarese. Let's say, suppose a Bas Yisrael will be Nivalo.From a year Mitzri. So, the Oshlishi Yom will have the Kalashem. So, suppose she'll be Nivalo, a year Mitzri of the Rishay, of the Sheni, not the Oshlishi, she's also Asura Likuni. She's also Asura Likuni. Now, there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raide. The Rambam Shite is that the Halokhe, that she becomes a Zain. In other words, if, let's say, Bas Yisrael,will be designed with the Mamza. There is no Isakores, it's only an Isalal of the Yogi Mamza the Kalashem, or a Deir Amini, Deir Miyadi, or even a Deir Mitzri, Deir Rishi, Deir Sheni, that is only an Isarese, she becomes a Zeno. And then if a Kayan will be born, well, only the Chayim Malkes for the love of Zeno. According to the Raive, when does she be, when the Bas Yisrael become a Zeno? Only if she is Nivalo to someone in whom there is no Tisus Dush. Let's say, Isuri Kores, let's say, Nishisochi, or Achisishke, or Achisogi, Achisime, there is a Chiyuv Kores. Or, in Nochris, or in Shifro, there is no Tisus Dush. So, in Nisa Kores, there is no Tisus Alvo, there is no Dush. And in Nisa,And the Nochis and Chipro, there is no institution. Then she becomes a Zeno. Mashaiti, if she is Niveles, Rimamzea, or Geramini, or Yamitzri, so then he doesn't become a Zeno, she doesn't become, but Asura Mikuna she is. Why? Because the Gibor and Nivones learns it out from Posik, Ubaskein Kisir Izo, Kibish and Nivalo, Liposolo, Nipsa. So it's especially just a person, she becomes possibly kune. But in Zayne, she doesn't become. In Zayne, according to the Raide, she only becomes if she is Nivalo, a B.A. to someone in whom there is no Tisus Dush, either because of Israel, let's say Yachisishte, or Eshesochi, or Bite, or Rive, in other words, or Nochis, or Shif, or there is no Tisus Dush. But if she's Mivalo Limanza, or with the Rameli, or with the Mitzri, the Rish and the Sheni, with the Radeli, the Rish and the Sheni, so the Rish is a Dushi, so she got Mikamze, you know. But Vidibore learns it out from the Posse of Paskin, to see a Yizor, Kim Shemivalo, the Posse of Nipsolo. So it's a special aloha, she becomes a Solo Nikuna. She becomes Nitzolom like a Bitrumo, she becomes Nitzolom Likuno, but the Zayna she doesn't become. So what, whether she becomes a Zayna, or it's a special Aloche, she becomes Asura Likune, she becomes Post Likune, doesn't make any difference. But the net result is that if she is Nivalo Liposo, so she's Asura Likune. So the question is, here she was Nival, and we don't know to whom. So according to Rav Gamliel, she is Menemes, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is not Menemes. Alright. My Midaberes. What does Midaberes mean? Zire Omar Nisiro. So that means according to Zire, so even if no lady saw that she was Nizam, that all that was seen was that she had Stira. She was Misiachet with someone. And then she said, and then she said, I was Nivalo, but he's a kosher. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is a soul. Even the case of Nisto. And Rabbi Omar Nivalo. So according to Rabbi, when does Rabbi Yeshua say, when the Pior the Chayim, that is, if we saw she was Nisam. But the question is, with whom? And she says, we kosher. So then she has no lemonis. But if we didn't see that she was Nivalo, if we didn't see that she was Nivalo, we only saw she was Nisyachid with the man. And then she said that she was Nisamid, but she says kosher. So then even Rabbi Yeshua will be made that she's not a soul, according to him. Alright. Bishlei Merizire, oh, now, Drash. Nisr Oba, Mofisholoi Uar, Sheni Baro. Nisr Likune, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Nikamon, the Mayu also be Yuchs. Bishlei Merizire, Tone Mida Beres. El Ratzo. In other words, Mida Beres means Nisyachat. It doesn't mean Mida Beres, she talked to him. I mean, that certainly could pass it. But it means Nisyachat. El Ravase, Mayu Mida Beres. Lishne mal ki nechsi ochlo umachat apio vi omro li pao ki ome. So in other words, so midaberes is a euphemistic expression. If you have a euphemistic expression. But it means zinso, nival. Ochlo umachat apio ome no katash vish lo shna chit. Bi ishleine lizire hanyu ito netar midaberes because there are two cases in it. The ratio of the Mishnah discusses the case of Midaberes. That means Nisyachad. So, and the same of the Mishnah discusses the case of Muberes. Muberes means an ansade the Zinso. The Zinso. So, that's why the Mishnah mentions two cases. Bishnah Jan Tuntav Midaberes and Muberes. El Rabase. So Midaberes also means Zinso. And we saw that she was Nizam. And Muberes, it also means an unsagre that she was Nizam. Why make she the same aloche twice? El Rabaz et Hartolom. Chodil ha-shebo. Chodil ha-shebo. The rabbis of the Mishnah discussed the case where we saw she was Nizam, but there is no shayla in respect to each other. She didn't conceive. So the shayla is only in regard to her, not in regard to the status of the child. Machenke, the Sefer discusses the case of Muberes, so the Shaila is in regard to the status of the child too. So Mele, so in other words, so Ram Gamliel says that she is Memenes. Mele, she is Muteres Likune, and the child is Kosher, because she is Memenes, and Rabbi Yeshua says she is not Memenes, so she is Asur Likune, and the child is also a possible. Alright. Chodel ha-shev, bo mo chodel ha-shev. Bishlo, he's the right of the ומוברס ריביה כחפת גם גמליה. אלו רבסה תאפל עלוי, חודל אח שבו, וחודל אח של ביתו, וביתו עם הוא עיבר הזה, וכיבות עם עושה ניקולה וגם גמליה. די אשם לדואב המנאי, אוי יודה, ונחס חזוקה וכחשרס, ניקור אמרים להיקם חזוקה, ואו תפסו לנו ניסוף. אבל יודה ולחב וחזוקה וכחשרס, אין אלוי, אין אלוי. So the Mishnah tells us, that she is a menace in respect to the Bito also, even though the Bito never had the status quo of Kashas, because if she was Nivalo Mamzer, so the child is a Mamzer, so the child is a Mamzer from the very from its inception. So still she is the menace. Alright. Die Chalimam Dona, die war Machschabu, Machschabu Dina. Das ist Ram Gamliel. Das ist Ram Gamliel. Du sagst, das ist die war Machschabu, aber wie mit Ram Gamliel, so Bito ist auch so schön. Er, wenn man da mal die war Machschabu, Peso de Bito, Maitel Dina. Maitel Dina. Die Chalimam Dona kann nicht mehr. Maitel Dina, Tata, Hachschabu, Lomali, Lomali, Kind, Lamele, ist die Ruhe, Schenibau. Bihuwa Shemibau. So. So the Gemara says, Habase Soba Atimandoma. We did we have Machshabo. Machshabo. All right. Now let's see the case. Habase Oma. Habase Oma. Nibau. Abo Nisio. Meitera Yishua Nibau. Leina we kosher nibau. Bimige di baie amre lo nibau. So according to Rabbase, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that she is not the menace? That is in the case where we saw that she was Mizan. But then, Rabbi Yeshua said, the question is, with whom was she Mizan? Whether with the kosher or the posel? So Rabbi Yeshua said, she's not the menace. So if the chesed is maybe she was Nivalo, the posel. Masha'im came, if we didn't see she was Mizan, we only saw Yichud. You only saw Yichud. And she says, true, I love Mizan with the one I love Miss Yahweh. But he's a kosher, so then the one of Yeshua would say that she's a menace. Why? Because she has a nige. The nige di by amre, loy about it. So in other words, according to Rabase, if she has a nige, even of Yeshua is made that she's a menace. Vim tema, vor of Yeshua was a nige, gabi misharestan in the nasty. So gabi misharestan in the nasty. So we start to say, he married the Shechastan Nasi, we start to say, Deo, Lua, Yom, 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 Shulah, Rasti, Bo, Yom, 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 So the Miel, the Bezer, in the Menes, and the Rebush. So why the Menes? So the Gemara says two reasons. One reason is because she has a Chazok, and the other reason is because she has a Midi. She has a Midi. And the Yeshua says, when you be on a Chai, Ela, Arif, Mechazket, Bula, Tzul, Sari, Zoshek, Yom, Rai, Yom, So in other words, she has no memories, even though she has chazok. And even though she has nige. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is not memon even with the nige. So why does Abbas say that in the case where Abim only saw that she was Nistero, but she admits that she was Mizamer, but she says she was Mizamer because she has memories with the nige, but Rabbi Yeshua doesn't rely on nige? יש לי מה, יאור סום להבו מידי גום, דעפי גום הוא כזה ניצן יום למנס. What's the meaning? That רם גמליאל applies in the Mishnah of Misharatan of the Nasi. The meaning is, so, let's say, if she says it's Misharatan of the Nasi, so, she could have said, better, she could have presented a better time, Mukasei Tzani. In Mukasei Tzani. But suppose she would say Mukasei Tzani. according to Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Shor, which be the Melech, she still wouldn't be the Melech. So what kind of Yehudi is it? So, yes, the host of the Havnidu Gom, Tati Romo, because it's an Melech, Rabbi Yehoshua, Gitna Maslisi. So why is it called the Nigeria or if it's a Tayyam Ulri Yeser? Psychologically, this is a better time. It's more convenient for a person, for the Ishe, to present the time of Mukaseitz and to say the time of Misharestan and Nasti. Because if she says Misharestan and Nasti, so then she attaches to herself a certain stigma. And not only that, she'll be assured to marry a kid. Let's say, suppose a husband will die. So, like this, and all one is with her again. But if she says, Misharestanya Nasti, so she's with her to this husband, because this husband has to be Yisrael. But if this husband will die, she will not be allowed to marry again, because she'll be a Zenit, even in the Enet. So, in other words, so there is, it's more convenient, it's more pleasant for her. Is yes.
Only to
what? Only to what? No. We are talking about the Mishnah now. We are talking the Mishnah of Hanesius, the Mishnah of the Muslim of Sunim. I'm not talking now the Mishnah of Midaberes. In other words, Teitzes says that this Teitzes Kasha was. But we see Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah of Hanesius, the Mishnah of the Muslim of Sunim. So Rabbi Yeshua says that she is not the menace to say, Misharestan in the Nazi. Even though she has a Nige. What's the Nige? She could have said, Mugaseitzani. So Rabbi Yeshua says she's not the menace. So Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Nige. So how does Abbasis say that in the case of Mr. Rabbi Yeshua is made in the menace to say, Rikosha Nibauti, because of Nige, but Rabbi Yeshua in the other Mishnah doesn't rely on Nige? The reason is why Rabbi Yeshua in the other Mishnah, regarding Ksube, he doesn't rely on Nige, is because there the Nige is not a real Nige. A real Nige means a person is paying time number one, their full time. And then that person has the potential of presenting time number two. And in time number two, he certainly would have more than money than on time number one. So there, that's a real Nige. Mashiach here, it's not a real Nige, the potential time. She has no more than money on the potential time than on the actual time. But still, Rav Gamliel applies the Nige. Why? Because it still constitutes a source of evidence. In other words, it's a lie that the woman is not disposed to lie. Because if she had been disposed to lie, she could have presented another time that even though she wouldn't have any more than money, and the other time, and at this time, but at least she wouldn't repeat Vorel. She wouldn't attach any stigma to herself. Because repeat Vorel, she wouldn't be possible, she wouldn't be assured for it. Mashiach, if she says, Misharestanya Nasti, so she attaches a stigma to herself in case this husband will die. So, true, she's with Teres. She's with Teres to stay with the husband, because her present husband is a Yisrael, not a Kayan. But in case if the present husband will die and she tried to marry a kid, she will not be able with his Borel. And then, because we'll say Shabbat after Shabbat Yisrael, so she really attaches a stigma to herself, a certain detriment to herself. So melee, it's a better time. Not in, from the point of view of credibility. From the point of view of credibility, it's not a better time. But from the point of view of the stigma that she attaches to the present time. So the other time means a better time. So the views, so Gamliel relies on definitely even though there is no more credibility attaching to the other time than any more than to this actual time. But Rabbi Yeshua says no. It seems the potential time has no more credibility than the actual time, so such a Nige is not effective. Mashiach, if the potential time has more credibility than if Rabbi Yeshua will rely on such a mitzvah. This is what he said. So, the Yeshua also will have to be followed. That you all want to send them in the marriage with Rabbi Yeshua. So, but this we call immediately Israel will be answered. Mashiach in this case, Habasi says, if she will be Nisto, and she will admit, she will say, it's true I was Nivah, but, we caution Nivahati, so there she will be made and she will be Nemo, with the media, because she could have said, we Nivahati, and then we will apply the Oche of Mautin al Yichud, the Yisrael al Yichud, Yichud doesn't create, doesn't establish any Yisrael. So here it's a real media. In other words, the potential time has more credibility than the actual time. So the male, it would have been sure, according to Rabbas, relies on the art. Chodel Hachshavo, the Chodel Hachshavo, which will Rabbas, Chodel Yidachot Yechad Rabbi, we know Chodel Yidachot Yechad Rabbi Shua, the Dibra Hachshavo, Pesel Bito, Umuperez, Yinoka, Mishum Mishnevai. Now, before we proceed with the Gemara, so I just want to mention, before the Pesach vacation, so I discuss it, but I'm going to discuss it again. In other words, according to Zir, and the Gemara says, Yufti Rabbas, so that means that Aloha is like Zir. So Rabbi Yeshua answers her, Likune, even in the case where we didn't see her being Mizan, we only saw that she was Mizyachit. She was Mishyaki. So still, Rabbi Yeshua says that she's actually good. So there is a Machlekes Hashem. There is a Machlekes Hashem. Some of the Shemim say that even according to Zire, so Rabbi Yeshua asks even in the case of Mishyaki. But when does Rabbi Yeshua ask her in the case of Mishyaki? If we saw she was Mishyaki, she went into a room and she had seclusion with a certain man. And then, when they came out, so she was asked, what happened between you, between him and you? So she admitted that she was Mizan, that she was Mizan. But she said, the man with whom she had seclusion and with whom she was Mizan is a kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Eino Nemes. Rabbi Yeshua says, Eino Nemes. Even though Rabbi Yeshua says, Eino Nemes. Mashiach, suppose we saw she had seclusion with the man, and then when she was asked, anything happened between you? She said, nothing happened, we just said Yichud. And there was nothing happened between us. So then, Taisa discusses it, but the Maskoneh by Taisa is, in that case, where she doesn't admit that she was Mizaneh, so then, even according to Zire, Rabbi Yeshua will be made it, that she is Nemeres, and she is Muteresikon. Why would it be made it, that she is Muteresikon? Because then we have inspection. First of all, maybe she was Nizam. After all, she said she was Nizam. She just said Yehud. So maybe nothing happened. Maybe there was no Zuz. And assuming that there was news, but maybe the news was with the kosher, not with the post. So, and Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Tanya's boy, that is coupled with Chazoke and Nige, but when Svek, he does rely. And Svek, he does rely. That's the issue. However, the Sheik of the Ramban, the Roy, no, that according to Zire, so Rabbi Yeshua asks her Likune, not only in the case where she admits that she was Mizaneh, but she claims the one with whom she was Mizaneh is the kosher. Even if she said she wasn't even Mizaneh, even in the case where she said she wasn't even Mizaneh, so she's still asking her Likune. But in the case where she claims that she wasn't even Mizaneh, so she has a sexual care. So the halacha is, no, it's not considered a sexual. You will soon see. It's not considered a sexy game. First of all, it's not a sexy kamisai. It's not a good. But there's a machlok rishenim we saw. I mean, there is a machlok rishenim on that. Whether it has to be sexy kamisai or not, Tesis Shiti is, it doesn't have to be sexy kamisai. Tesis Shiti is that it doesn't have to be sexy kamisai. Why do we say that even if she doesn't admit she was examined, so still she's still a soul kuna, but in that case we have a sex week, and the answer is it's my also be your suit. Just as Hachomim or Misaki, Hachomim, that is Shmuel is a soul kuna. Shmuel is a soul kuna. But why should Shmuel be a soul kuna at all? Mountain are your combination are you? The answer is it's my law. My law should be your suit. That is Shmuel. If she needs this, Bein Akum, and since the Nochri had the right to treat her with any way they wanted, so, because if the government will punish anyone who abused the Shvuyo, so then Enoch Anamesh is not a Sorikuna. So, when do we say that the Shvuyo is a Sorikuna, when the Malkus is not Makti, and any abuse of the woman? So, the Mele, even though with the Raise, even in such a case, we don't have to be Chishish, lest she was Inso, and she says she was not Inso, she was not raised, still with Rabbonon, I also be Yuchsi, that Shmuyo we consider as Vada Yimo. So here too, according to this Rishayim, according to Ramban and the whole, so of course it's only with Rabbonon, not with Raise. So according to Zireh, Rabbi Yeshua says that she is not the menace, even though she says she was not Yuzame, she was just Mr. O, and so there should be Slexveke, let's say that it doesn't have to be Slexveke Amisatech, according to Hashem. So she should be the menace? The answer is, here it's not Slexveke. Why is it Slexveke? Because she's considered the fact that she was Mr. O. So Midrabonon is considered as if she was Midrabonon. So it's only one song. Alright, now let's see. Now let's see Midrabonon. Omer Rafot Rabbah, Rizile Doma Maimi Daveres Mr. O. The Omer of Yeshua will hende, Homer Rab, Malkin al Yehud, Benezel al Yehud. Malkin al Yehud, Benezel al Yehud. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say, that she is not the menace? Laying in the word of Rabbi Yeshua. A few came there, Rabbi Yeshua. So why is she asked to all? The answer is, it's a special comment that I want. We got it called. My words of Yeshua. All right. He became my wife. I'm not going to back his mouth. He said, so why would she know my wife? Because she knew she knew who. Mamzik will be there. You see, the Rashi is washing. The Mishri Yichud, Mamzik will be there. Now, Rashi doesn't spell it out explicitly. Whether he agrees with Tesis that according to Zireh, so Rabbi Yeshua only asks a likune if she admits that she was insult. But she claims she was insult with the question. But if she doesn't admit that she was insult, so then before Rabbi Yeshua will be made a shit with her likune that Tesis Shite. Or Rashi agrees with Ramban and the Roshi that even if she denies that she was insult, and she claims she was only in Siachado, so still, she is still a Soli Kune. Rashi doesn't spell it out explicitly, but from this Russian Rashi, the other Russian is Rashi. So it's mashma that Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Ramban. Because Rashi says, Reine, the origin of Yeshua, the Yeshua Yichud, Marziklo Benivam. In other words, just as we got in Shmuel. What happened by Shmuel? Shmuel, no one saw that there was any rape, only saw that she was Misyachad Udak, but she is subject to their will. In other words, the Malchus doesn't punish any soldier who will abuse her. So in Mele, we still say that with Rabbonon, she has a din of Izeina. Every Shmuyo has a din of Izeina. Why? Because by Shmuyo, we are Malchus Kuvin Izeina. So here too, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so it's my also be Yuchsin, that we are Malzikar Binyan. So the male is not a sex rating, we are Malzikar Binyan. So it's Mashma from Rashi's Loshin, it's not explicit, that Rashi agrees to the Rambanshi. Alright. Now let's see the statement. The Nitzchel Ayichu, when the Loikar Rabbi Yeshua, Tene, the Rajbo, Rajbo, that's not the Chidusha Rajbo, who is Rav Shlomo ben Adari. That's the Rash. It's Rabbi Shimshen. It's Rabbi Shimshen, that's the Tisha Shabbat. Take the Rajbo, Rabbi Shimshen ben Avro. Take the Rajbo. The Mizir Adom Amistri, or Ayre, Kigay, the Mede Shiniva. The Mizir Adom Amistri, or Ayre, Kigay, the Mede Shiniva. The Yom Rogo, the Valko, the Valki, אם כן אבי סבק סייק, די מח של אבי ישוע, כי די אומר לי כמו, הוסום סבק סייק. Now, so again, from this thesis, we see in the case of Shikha is, that סבק סייק, in order to be effective, does not have to be in Sakha. And we saw it from other cases. And this thesis, that Testament Bailey's, the Brahmasa will miss a book sooner, so this is a Kashi again from the Galway. So it is the shame and says, on the mountain, the each to fortune, the Hochel, the Hoshes, 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 the Hoshes. So why do the cases give the parrot? So we point it out. So it's an eye. Case gives another parrot, it's not this parrot. Why is this that she gets me? That sex rate shame in Sakrach is not a good sex rate. So this is good as given, this therapy is shaming it. So it's an idea that this actually thing is, that sex rate is effective even though it's not in Sakrach. So again, this thesis implies the same thing, that it doesn't have to be in Sakrach. I mean, it's true that the posting, especially the Shach, so it operates with the Sakrach, but it's not such a double portion. Many of the shaming say that Svexik is effective even though it's not Misakir. And the Rai is from this basis also. So, in Kena the Svexik, the Machshir of Yeshua, did come like Hamon, or some Svexik. So, the Mele, what's the Kashi of the Gemore? So, why did Gemore ask again Zir? How did Zir say? Mister, or, but Malkin al Yisrael of Yeshua asks, but Malkin al Yehud, the Nation al Yehud? So that would be all right, that Kashi would be strong Kashi, if we assume that according to Rabbi Yeshua, even in the case where she doesn't admit Zuz, so she does so. Kashi, but the fact is that Rabbi Yeshua is made it, that in the case where she denies Zuz, so then she is with her Rukone. So when does Rabbi Yeshua say according to Zire, that she does so Rukone, if she admits Zuz, so then, so what kind of a kashi is it from Malkin Ayichu Meisla Ayichu? Here, there is an admission by her. There is an admission by her that there was news. So the male, so it's no kashi. That faces kashi again, the Gemara is kashi. So Yesh Lema, so at first they say, like the Rambam, at first. The Yishim of the Lema Ma'ir, the Kamba, the Lema Ma'ir. In other words, so at first they say, it's like the Rambam, that according to Zira and Rabbi Yeshua, so we couldn't, even if she denies it. So the question is, why is she a Zira Kune? All we know is there was Yibud. So Yibud does not establish any reason. The Hoshem Lema, Chodesh Lema, Mishum Deim, not the Tophet Lema. So Bishwe Mel Gabish, we all understand Myers and Yoshin, because since we are dealing with the case of where the Malchus is not marketing by any abuse of the Jewish woman, here, why should it be considered as the Cheska Sivalo? So the answer is because they make the prophets lahal. So the Mele is the Cheska Sivalo. So it's like the Rambam's, like Rambam Shikha. So, Adi Koshe, the Behege Mash Minister Shei, the Ayer of any Veret, the Komarim Yichali Zire Yom HaMayim, the Peres Mishter. To me, get it by Yom, the Lomi Valti, Memnerima, nibauti ul kosheriba. So, so the Gemara mefureshet. So the Gemara mefureshet. The Gemara says, "Hi nichalim zire." The Omanim da Peres, Nisro, the Nige Nibayam, the Nibauti, Mehemnerima, Nibauti, because now let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say here? Now, we have to go over the Gemara. In order to understand the Seisek, and you know, and in order to understand how the Ramban would explain the Gemara. Now, here the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah says, for you should say Salma, which is Yalcha. He married two in his son. Vuayim Aliki al Almon in Seisek. The first Mishnah, the second period of the following day. Yim Yeshayim Shiyotza bin Yuma, Vreishi Poruach, Sevosa Messiah. Rabbi Yechon in Brueke in Rabchil Kois, right. In other words, so the question is whether she was a psul at the time of the marriage, in the melee, upon the divorce or upon becoming widow, she is entitled to Masayim, or she was an almono at the time of the marriage. So in the melee, she is only entitled to money. So the Mishnah says, in Yeshayim, she ought to be Numa, and that was a simen, if the veil, if she walked, she was marching to the chuppah with the veil, so that was a siman that she was a psula at the time of the wedding. Because it was customary, Bisman Chazal, that when a psula got married, so they used to distribute klois, nuts, candy, to children. This is the origin probably of that practice of throwing the nufu of the chosn, of throwing candy in the chosn. This is probably the origin of that of this practice. I mean. So in the old days they didn't throw any candy upon the chosn, but they used to distribute candy to children. All right. So umeida Rabbi Yeshua Beinu Chaveri, so the imenu shuneva shapesh osa glash peshi. So the Mishnah says umeida Rabbi Yeshua. All of this up. After all, I mean, the Mishnah here doesn't discuss any machlokes between Rabbi Amiel and Rabbi Yeshua. And all of a sudden the Mishnah says, Meir Rabbi Yeshua. So it has reference to something, to a certain other Mishnah. It doesn't have reference to anything that was discussed in this Mishnah. So the question is, what does the Meir Rabbi Yeshua have reference? In other words, even though Rabbi Yeshua is Chilik HaRav Gamliel in one case, but in this case, he's made it to Rabbi Gamliel that we do rely on Mike and Apeshi or Sarapeshi. So the question is, so what is the reference? So the Gemara says here, Mi sabres Rabbi Yeshua, hai pirkin koye, amiki koye, va pirkin kami koye, hai, ilo ina hodi ho, aho, hoi so mu beres gongu lo mati mishu lo beze, mi shto ili keinu, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Zare, mi ne menes, Rabbi Yeshua, da loi pio lechayim, ho so ma miki ike, hai kreitza vizineo, el aho, ho uvo mi da beres imea, vi ovu lo mati mishu lo beze, ish to ili keinu, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Zare, mi ne menes, Rabbi Yeshua, da loi pio lechayim, so Rabbi Yeshua, in that case of mi da beres, does not rely on me. So, Mishnah is telling us here, even though in that Mishnah of all of the Beres, Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Mige, but in the case of Sodi Zushal of Yehoiso, Ukachi Omeno, he does rely on Apeshosa. So, but he is Rabbi Yeshua of Yehoiso, Hoso Maimiki, he Michal is here, Yoma Maim da Beres, Histro, Mige di Bayam, Reloi Nivauti, because the Nevauti Mehem. So, in other words, so over there, Ram Gamliel relies on it. Why? Because according to Zire, there is a Niki. So, what is the Niki? The Niki is, because what does she say? We only saw that she was Mister, or we didn't see anything. And she admits that there was news. But she says, because of the power. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Nemedes. Has a nigga, one second. Has a nigga. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi mi pi on the chayim. Loi mi pi on the chayim. So Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the nigga. On the nigga over there. But in the case of Subbeim al Chavere, so the Zushu, or Vicho, and so, Ukachti on them, Shunemon, Shapesh, Rosh, Apesh, the son, this nigga. Of a pesha or sa rigot. That's the demon. So, Pesha says, Abu Kosh, the head in the mash mother is very clean, die with the belts, the komari in the hell is here, the oma man is a very sinister. So, the need to be by on the way about the behead. So, in that Krishna of the Daperes, we all try to do it. And from the real relies on it. But the Yeshua does not rely on that meeting. He does not rely on that meeting. Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the Mige. So the Mishnah here says at the beginning of the second page, even though Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the Mige, on the Mige, in the case of Nida Beres, but on the Mige of Abel Chavere, so the Zushal of Yicho Yisro, Ukachio Imeno, he does rely. So that's why. So we see from this Gemore, that even according to Zire, so when is there a machleket between Rav Gamliel? When is there a machleket between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the case where she admits that she was nivalo, but she claims she was nivalo because? So Rav Gamliel says, in view of the fact that she had admitted, she could have said, oh, nothing happened between us, only Yehud, there was no news, and she admitted news, but she claims that she was nivalo ricochet, so he's nemeres, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, he doesn't rely on that meeting. He doesn't rely, he doesn't rely on that meeting. Masherinke in the case, so from the fact that according to Rabbi Gamliel, she is nemeres because of the nige, so it's irayet that in that case, where she denies news, so if Rabbi Yeshua will be made the cheese with that. So maybe Tesis comes to the conclusion that even according to Zire, Rabbi Yeshua only asks the Kume if she admits Znus. But if she denies Znus, so then Rabbi Yeshua is made it. Is made it. So the Mele, the Kashi, so what kind of a Kashi does Gemara ask? Malkin al Yehud, the Eishin al Yehud. But Rabbi Yeshua doesn't answer on the basis of Yehud. Rabbi Yeshua answers in the case where she admits Znus. So what kind of a Kashi is it for Malkin al Yehud, the Eishin? So, we take here the Polish Mizire, the Bisweke Chode Asrino, where Yehud, the Isheshinish, the Sweke Chode, the Yeshin of Ayah. So, Tesis comes to the conclusion in the Haram. The people according to Zire, Rabbi Yeshua only answers if she admits us. But if she denies us, then Rabbi Yeshua is made it, so he's Mutter. She's Mutter, I think. So then the Kashi is what kind of a Kashi was the more ask against Rabbi Yeshua? Malk al-Yukh is like Yehud. But in the case where she admits news, so we do not ask her on the basis of Yehud, we ask her on the basis of Znus. So what the Kashi is? So the Kashi is. But here, too, she admits news. But she claims that she was Nivalo with the kosher. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says, even though there is just one subject. Even though there is just one subject. So, but we see that Malkin al Yehud, Veneskin al Yehud. So, on the basis of one subject, we do not answer. That's the kasha duma. So, that means because of a special compare of Kuhun. And Mountain Ayyuk and Eitz Ayyuk, because that's not Nikiyakun. So then this is the Kashi, Uksas Koshe, Mechir and Yire, Yiyyuk Ayyuk Porir. Not the Kashi is that from Rabbi Yeshua we see that we can ask on the basis of Yichud. Mashayinke, the Aloch is Mountain Ayyuk and Eitz Ayyuk, so we see we cannot ask on the basis of Yichud. So, if the Kashi is that from the aloha of Malkin al-Yichud and Yisrael al-Yichud, we see that on the basis of one subject we do not answer. So Mele, in the case, why does Rabbi Yeshua answer? Even though she admitted Znus, but the question is whether Nivalu and Kosher or Nivalu and Kosher, so it's one subject, we shouldn't answer. So why would Gemara only ask the Kashi? Why would Gemara direct its Kashi that came Zire, not against Ravase? If we are to assume that according to Zira, even in the case where we don't know whether there was news, so she still, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yasuo, we can understand this why Gemara directs its kasha against Zira, not against Ravase. But if we say that even according to Zira, so when does Rabbi Yeshua answer? Only when the news is established on the basis of our own doing. So, and the question is, how is it that Rabbi Yeshua asks her on the basis of one subject, even though that she has a cheskas sheir likunei? So still, because of one subject, he asks her likunei. We see that malkin al yichud v'neitzrin al yichud. So on the basis of one subject, we do not ask her. So the Gemara could have asked the same kashi against Ravase too. Ravase says that in the case where we saw that she was Nisari, but we don't know, we don't, whether with the kosher or with kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua says she does so, even though she has a cheskes kashi of Ikune, still, and it's only one subject, and there is a cheskes kashi of Ikune, so Rabbi Yeshua says it's also a, but Malkin al Yichud v'Neitzchin al Yichud. So the Mele, it should be also. So why did the Gemara limit its kashe? Only our living is here. The Gemara could have raised the same kashe against Ravase also. But that doesn't present any real kashe. Because according to Ravase, so Yichud is no reason. Yichud is just not very much. It's no reason. It doesn't establish any suffix. Maybe she was innocent. So maybe we cannot ask Kikashi. According to Rabasa, against Rabasa, we cannot ask Kikashi. True that Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Chazoki, even though there is, in the case of one suffix, he does not rely on Chazoki. Only when there is a sex fake, Rabbi Yeshua relies on Chazoki. But when there is just one suffix, so Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Chazoki. But we see Malkira Yehud Nisla Yehud. Because over there is no suffix. According to Rabasa, Yehud is just an Abel. It doesn't establish any doubt. There isn't a shadow of a doubt that she was present in the case of Yehud, according to Rabasa. So maybe there is no kashin against Rabbi Yeshua. How does Rabbi Yeshua answer in the case where we saw she was Mizan? We don't know, we don't know whether we caution on the apostle. And she has a chesed kashin likune. So Rabbi Yeshua answers, but Malkira Yehud and Israel Yehud. So we don't ask her when there is a chesed kashin likune. No, because according to Rabasa, the witness why Malkira Yehud and Israel Yehud, not because of chesed kashin, there is no subject. There is no subject because Yehud is not a race, it's an Aveira. It's an easy reise for a Shishish to be misyachid with a man. But it doesn't establish any reise, there is no subject. There isn't even a shadow of a doubt that she was not misyachid just because she was misyachid with a man. So we may say, Mashenke, in this case, there is certainly a reise, we saw she was misyachid. Now if she was misyachid, so it's very likely she was misyachid with the apostle too, I mean. So we may say, something there is. So, but true, there is a loche of Chazoki. So Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Chazoki. Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Chazoki, even though Midraise, we rely on Chazoki, we know Yisuri Draises, but Midrabono, Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Chazoki. But there is a real Sovi. Mashenke, in the case of Yehud, the Shishish is Misyachim with the man. There is no Sovi. She didn't avail it. So why should we ask her? Mashenke came according to Zira. Zira says that even if we didn't see she was Mizan, we just saw she was Mizyachet. But she admits that she was Mizan, but she claims that she was Mizani with the kosher. So here, we know that she was Mizani. How do we know, even though we didn't see it? Because there is her doing it, and Shabbat Avshekir Mizuet. So in respect to herself, so her only doye is as effective as if to aiding as if we saw that she was Mizani. And the question is, with whom was she examined? So then it's a good kashe from Malkin al Yehud, Veinishin al Yehud, Veinishin al Yehud, because since Rabbi Yeshua, in the case where she admits nus, so then she's not the menace, to say that we caution about it. Why? But even though she has a negate, why? Apparently, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if she was Mishyachim, so then, L'chol HaPochas Mirabonon, so in other words, if she was Mishyachim, so that creates a race. Because if Yehud wouldn't create a reyese, so she certainly, Rabbi Yeshua should certainly rely on her timing that she was nivaul kosher. Why? Because at all she has a nige. She has a nige. The fact that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't rely on her timing, even though she has a nige, so it shows that the fact that she was misyachim, that is a reyese. It's not just Navi. According to Ravashi, we can say that Yichud is just Navi. So Mele cannot ask any kashya. That just because Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the Hazok, even though she had the Chesed Sheol Kone. And there is one topic. So Rabbi Yeshua says she is Asur Kone. So why do we say Malkin or Yichud? Vein Eschid or Yichud. Because Malkin or Yichud is a Yichud, they have no topic. It's in Bada no Zimso. Why should she be also a Bible just because she didn't have it? Because according to Rabbi Yichud, is no race. Yichud is no race. So it is just if we saw that the woman, if the woman is ever an solid race, so because of that she should be a solid wailo just because she is Mechal Shabbos. So she should be a solid wailo. It's no race, there is no subject. It's no subject. Mashaykin according to Zile. So Zile says that if we didn't see any news, but she admits this news. So she certainly has a nikah. Still, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't trust her. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua trust her? Obviously, because since we saw that she was Misyacheres, since she saw, suppose no one saw anything, not even Yehud. But then she herself would come to Besdin, and she would tell the story, she would confess. She said, I did something wrong. I had seclusion with the man. But nothing happened between us. And no one saw him in Yehud. So then Rabbi Yeshua would ask her. So then, of course, we'll say, Rabbi Yeshua would also apply. I mean, I didn't mean that. She'll come to Besdin and she'll say, I was misyachid with the man, and I was misami with that man, but that man is a kosher. That's what I meant to say. That man is a kosher. Then Rabbi Yeshua will be made that she's mutaras likune. When does Rabbi Yeshua say, according to Zira, that she's a solo ikune? If we saw, if Aiden saw, she had seclusion with the man. She had privacy with the man. And then, she told us, she was misani with that man, but he was a kosher. So in that case, Rabbi Yeshua says, but suppose we didn't see a thing, and she comes to Besdin, and a woman comes to Besdin, and Knuye comes to Besdin, and she said, I committed something wrong, I was misyachit with a man, and then I was nichsho, and I was mizani with him, but he's a kosher. Rabbi Yeshua would be made in such a case that she's mitaras likune. Mitaras likune. Because in that case, without her idoye, there is no reason, there is nothing. So maybe we certainly say apeshos apeshitia. Rabbi Yeshua only says that we don't rely on the nige in the case where he even saw that she was Messiah. So in other words, so that means that there is a reason. So there is a something. So even though she has Echaskas Kashas Likune, so we still don't rely on what she says. So, but we see that Malkin al-Yehud, Bnei Yisrael al-Yehud. Now, so you couldn't say that the reason why Malkin al-Yehud, Bnei Yisrael al-Yehud is because there is no Sofik. If there is no Sofik, so then Rabbi Yeshua shouldn't ask her al-Kune, even in the case where even so she was Mizecheres. So then, nothing happened, we didn't see anything. So from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua asked her al-Kune, in the case where Edim saw that she was Misyacheres, and she admitted that there was news, so that shows that Yehud, according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Zira, so Yehud is a race. It establishes a topic. If it establishes a topic, so maybe why do we say Malkin al-Yehud and Yisrael al-Yehud? Malkin al-Yehud, it's a topic. The fact that there was Yehud establishes a subject, maybe she was Mizane. Maybe she was Mizane. So, more in the time, it's my loss of Yosef. Enoch and Ame, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, so Yehud establishes a subject. Still, it's Malkin and Yehud and Israel Yehud, because we rely on Chazoke. We rely on Chazoke. But, we got Bikune, we don't rely on Chazoke because of his special mild Yosef. Yes.
I wonder if that's the same that we saw at Smashma that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason why she believed because of a meatloaf. So where does Rashi get that it's based on cheskas kashrus? Because Rashi says that it's based because of cheskas kashrus, but from the Gemara's picture, it's based on the meatloaf.
No, so it's both. Just as the Gemara says, we got the Gada Mishneh. Of Amazi Seisha, or Mutsal of Psui, he invades Mishra's Kanan in us. And Istachas Adeo, so the Gemara says, Akan Kamar Muyosum in the Kimidi. Avoch my Midi, Kin Avakan Kamar Muyosum, I'm going to make Mahazok, Avoch Mahazok Islam. So there are two times as to why Kamar Muyel trusts her in the case of, oh, he invades Mishra's Kanan in us. So here, in the Mishnah of Yudah Beres also, the reason is why Gamliel says that she's the Menes is because of two reasons. One is because of Yudah and one because of Chazaki.
But is one dependent on the other or is one dependent on
the other? No, each one by itself. Each one by itself. But that two reasons. Alright. My was of Yuch, take the Mash Vadim Israel, Yichud Ayra Bishishich, Beloy Bipnuyo, we said, Bush make him out now, Yichud Ayra Bipnuyo, aber die Schisch loi, da to leitzi laza boneo, va fiu ma zutra di malti, u machi di Schisch, di malti, u machi, i di Schisch, meide di bifnu in amai. So here, so here, it seems that Gemara applies the aloche of Malkin La'yichud Beishishish, and Gemara in Dushin says that Beishishish we don't even give Makas Marvus, because if we see that someone is Misyachim with the Kluyo, so then we give him and her Makas Marvus, even though Yichud with the Kluyo is only us on the Abba. But if somebody is Misyachim with Beishishish, we don't give any Makas Marvus. Why? Because it will be Chavla Achim. Because if we give them Makas Marvus, so then it will be made last. People will start talking. They will not understand that the reason is why they got Makas Marvus is because they did something that is awesome. But they will think the reason is why they got Makas Marvus is because something happened. So in order to prevent this last, so we don't give any Makas Marvus. So, but here from this Gemara it's Mashma, Malkin al-Yichud, Benezin al-Yichud. So, that the Malkin al-Yichud has reference to Elishishish, because if it has reference to Pnuyeh, how could we visualize a case where a Pnuyeh would become Asur as a result of Yichud with a man? Only in connection with Elishishish we can visualize the possibility of becoming Osa. Also to the husband. But in connection with the Pnuyeh, so we don't have such a case. We don't have such a case. So, Malkin al-Yichud, that's the discussion. Later on the time, the Alpha got the Malkin al-Yichud, I have the Pnuyeh, and it's al-Yichud, I have the Shishish. So, in other words, it's Lizdon in Kotan. Malkin al-Yichud, if somebody is Mishyachim with the Pnuyeh. That's one thing. The Nesun al-Yichud, if somebody is, even if she is Mishyachim with the Pnuyeh. Alright. We need Tema. Anyway, we see from this Gemara that the Nishishish cannot become a soul bio just because she had seclusion with the man. So, we intend our bambino very basa in the door. Gabaru me, die, gabe, die, nitse. Omali me, with the Hunine, vitamino, chachali. In other words, there was a story with a certain lady, so he was in the house of a married woman, And then the Gemara says that he did not commit a mitzvah. So why was the Gemara called Nave? Because he had been an habitual Nave. I mean, he was a poet's business, Be'arais. But in this particular case, he came to visit the Nishishish, and before he had an opportunity to be mizamen in the Nishishish, so the husband was seen coming to the house. So then, when the potential maid saw that the husband is coming to the house, so he hid himself in the closet. Anyway, then the husband came in, and then The interpretation A saw that the husband was trying to drink certain water in a glass. And that potential A, so he knew that the Nochosh tasted from that water. So he wanted to save the life of the husband, that potential A. So the Mele, he came out from his hideout and he warned the husband not to drink the water. So the Gemara says, then the child came before the Chachamim, before the Amori, whether she's mutaris lebayi or not. The husband tells the child, so the Chachamim said, she's mutaris lebayi. Because it's a raya, even though he was an habitual maid, and he was there for one purpose only, but the fact that he was ready to suffer so much embarrassment and humiliation from the husband in order to save the life of the husband proves that he wasn't guilty with the woman. Because had he been guilty, so he wouldn't have acted so generously towards the husband. Because there is a possibility, Noach will be done the other. No, in other words, so as the Bisalevi explains it, he doesn't mean that the Neiv is Choshevat Shechadam. There is no such halacha that the Neiv is Choshevat Shechadam. But if somebody, here we're not dealing with actual Shechadam, suppose he hadn't come out from his hideout, would he have been guilty of Shechadam? He didn't do it. He didn't prepare the poison for the husband. He had to be there and he had to see that the Nochosh drank from the water. Now he wanted to save the life of the husband. So, if he hadn't come out from the hideout, what would have been there? Not the Siotzov, he would have been there on the lab of the Samit of Damriachot, not on the lab of the Siotzov. But that is also culture of Damriachot. In a higher sense, if somebody is able to save a human life and doesn't save a human life, but he is an indifferent bystander at a human being's danger, so he's also called a Shechadam. But he's not a Shechadam in a full sense. In a mild sense, he's a Shechadam. So the Mele, the possibility of Na'afu B'dam B'yodom, implies that when a person is guilty of Niyuf, so then he is ready to become Shechadam in that sense of remaining a callous observer of another person's pleasure. So the more it seems he did risk his own embarrassment, because then he exposed himself to the husband. So shows that he was not guilty of adultery, because had he been guilty of adultery in that particular case, he would not have acted so humane. So the question is, now, only because of this right. Otherwise, Bezin would have said that the woman is Asur Bayor, but Malkir Ayichud and Yisr Ayichud. Malkir Ayichud, they Yisr Ayichud. And this is in the Kashi Esyoni, that Malkir Ayichud and Yisr Ayichud applies to every person, not only to a distant person, not only if a Neshishish is Misyachid with a distant person. Even if a Neshishish is Misyachedes with a person who is notoriously naive, so then she is not a soul body. So why does the Gemara have to resort to that type? Vinte va no te basa de un do, cada uno y da el cabo de ahí, se hombre de ahí, se hombre de ahí, y también lo gil, o ma con de ahí se shaye, y ni se do va a Jesús, ni jale no eines, mas ma din la va a taime, hoy son de ser el sal de hijo, y es ley ma, dime, pues mal que va a hijo, dime, se va a hijo. So one tenet is that even though Malkir Ayichud is a Yichud, but if a Yishishi is Misyachedes with the Neyev, who is notoriously Neyev, so then she is actually a Yichud. Probably only with Rabbanon, not with Raisa, because after all, with Raisa, we saw, well, Tesis here, that Tesis we saw, Tesis said, that needs to be Kimachel, which is Teres, all right. So that's difficult. Why Kimach Mishperes? We discussed it. We mentioned the parrots of the Yehudim. why after all the Gemara says Nikabe Khilvise that it's not necessary that the Eidim should seek Imachal Shikales. Even if they saw the Mukim Zebazeh, Kiderach Hamuachim, so we can even meet Ayat Mise. So I mentioned when he, why does he say, Kimachal Shikales? Kimachal Shikales? So I meant we, at that time we mentioned two Terutzim on this basis. One Terutzim is that Talmud and Rabbi Akiva, they say that the person cannot meet our Nisei against the Eid on the basis of the Riyah of Kimnoati, but only they see Kimachre Mishifers. Because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Talmud say it's Makes, Yomori, Yomino, Bisaneda, and Yomino, Narak, Neo. So, the Kimnoati, how would they do it? They would ask the Eidim whether if they saw Ki Machre Mishifers, and that's highly unusual. So I mean that can it's possible to see it, but it's highly unusual that the Eidim should be able to see that. Anyway, maybe it is this that because the Aruch HaDibur is also pastors, that the Nisho is only a soul bio. And Nisho is a soul bio only if the Eidim saw Kimakhi Mishitaris. So what that is that perhaps the Baal HaZeo is emphasis, they pass like Rav Kiv and Rav Talpon, not like Rav Kiv and Rav Talpon, but like Rav Kiv and Rav Talpon, that in order to meet out in the Foshes, so they even have to see Kimak from the Shemeres. That's one talent. And the other talent is the talent given by Yehude. The Yehude says that the reason is why we meet out with even if the Riyah was just Kimakhe Mishiperes, is because, now the question is, how can we give Nisei? After all, it's possible that the Neif and the Menefes would be Vukis ever say, and there wouldn't be any Znus, Mamash. It's possible. So how can we? Of course, it's very unlikely. But after all, we cannot meet out Nisei on the basis of woundedness. So why? To the Rabbanu of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Talmud say that if it's Binoachim, Kishiyo Kinoachim, so we can give Nisei, the answer is, so the Buddha says, because in order to give Nisei, so Eidim have to be master, the people, the person. So they have to say, there's a lot of Lissinov, and the Torah says that someone is Bali Shish, so it's Chayu Nisei, and they have to be Mikabud Asoye. So that means that the Eidim saw Kimlachim, they didn't see Kimlachim as Shitaris, but they saw Kimlachim, and they were Masre, the Neif and the Efes, and they were Mikabud Askoye. So that proves it beyond the shadow of a doubt that there was Znus Mamesh, because if there hadn't been Znus Mamesh, why should they be Mikabud Askoye? So that's only Shayach Mikabud Chiyudis. There couldn't be a Nisei without Askoye, without Kabod Askoye. So the fact that they saw Kimbati, and in addition, they were Masre, and in addition, they were Mikabud Asroi. They said, I'm Maskin Aleise. So that proves it that there was news. Mashiach came without the Esra or Bible, without Asroi, without anything, just the real Bayani. So the melee, the fact that they saw Kimbati doesn't prove that there was news. Sometimes there might be Maise Kiyo, and not news managed. So anyway, that's a big chiddush in cases. But most Rishonim say, not like the Aruch HaZeis, and not like Pesach Siksubis, and they say that she becomes a soul of Bayro, and Bezdin will be made to her. Miyad HaBaal will force the Baal to give her a get, even if the Riyah wasn't Kimakhe Mishiperes, but Joros Kimnoach. Alright, so that we understand. But here Pesach says, it may be a chiddush. So in other words, not only is this tasteless, contrary to the tasteless, that this says that even if they didn't saw Kimak, if they didn't see Kimak from Shifaris, so she's not a soul by law. She's not a soul by law. And here this says, all right, this here is not Meshuvah. is not Meshubeh to the cases like this. It's a different balatensis. But Tensi says here that Yichud, with the name, the Tonius name, also makes her Osar Obayim. I mean, that's very strange. So it's Nakotze Nakotze. This Tensi is diametrically opposed to the Tensi Daftes. Tensi Daftes, she thinks that if they didn't so, but if they didn't seek a Makhlish Palace. Here, Tensi says that if she was Nisyachim with the notorious person, so she's also a survivor. So we have to say, when Tate says that there is a superior oneness of Eidikio, in other words, suppose Eidik don't see this, they don't see anything, but they see a very terrible thing, a Dom Mechoya, Adnei, even though they didn't see even Dvukim's ever said nothing, but they see a Dvakio. So there is a Sukhya in Yevamos, and many Rishayim passed me that even Eidik Kiyo, so he has to be in Gansh. That's only the Rabbanon. So Meir HaKeis HaShikei is, now of course, Yehud is not even a Kiyo Baume. Yehud is not even. So Meir is not even a Chuyif to be in Gansh. He's not even a Chuyif to be in Gansh. Mashiach, if there is Yehud with the Neir, so true, Bezdi will not force him to give a get. But on the basis of Kiyo, of the Kiyo, so he's Mechuyev to be Migarisha, according to this Lashon Tesis. So mainly, this Lashon Tesis is not necessarily in conflict with Tesis Daftes. Tesis Daftes discusses it in connection with Domi and Basheva. So there it's a question of Midraise. Midraise, there is certainly no Aorhe that he has to divorce her because of Kiyo Baal. So that's why Jesus says, some Midraise, in order to be Mechuyev to Midarisha, and the person should force him to Midarisha, so of course on the basis of Kiyo Baal is certainly not. But even the sort of book he's ever said, only to Machmash Yvelis, here he's talking about the Rabbon. So the Chachomim told the husband, he is not even Mechuyev to Midarisha, he's not even Mitzvah to Midarisha, because here there is a Raise, that nothing happened. Because if something had happened, he wouldn't have saved the life of the husband. But Rabbi is shall we be raised? The name is Raiyeh, and I will be clean. When Malki Raiyeh, the Raiyeh will be clean. And the name is Raiyeh, so the name is Yisyachel, Imovi, the Rabbi Yude, the Osea, the Anusa, so. Right, so we live here. Okay, so Friday. I mean, we should be ready on the whole Gemara up to the Mishnah of Homer Abyss in high school. Yes.
The weekend of May 8th, which is the Shabbos tomorrow, is my little brother's family's bus, so I don't want to hear Shabbos
today. Okay, thank you. All right.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure if I would be here to share it or either.
May 8th.
Okay,
all right. You'll tell me then.
Yeah, okay. Just so you know something. I'll write it to you later.
Thank you. Amor.